This is Dr. Benny Tate, and I would like to thank you for tuning in to this week's message at Rock Springs Church. Wherever you are, I hope this message encourages you and helps you grow in your walk with God. Here's this week's message from Rock Springs Church. Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 says this. Look what it says. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Now, Matthew 1 is the genealogy. It's the genealogy of Jesus Christ from his father's side, Joseph. Then Matthew 1:16 says, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary. Now look, of whom Jesus was born. Notice it doesn't say Joseph begat Jesus, because we all know God was the Father. God was the Father. Jesus, who is called Christ. Let us pray. Lord, as we bow our heads and our hearts in your presence, I thank you for this day. I thank you, God, for your many, many blessings. I pray today that you will speak to us and through us. And God, for all you do, we're going to bow our unworthy heads and we're going to praise you. For I pray this prayer with a grateful heart. For I pray this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. I want to talk to you today it's not a long message. I don't think it's a long message. But I want to talk to you today about Christmas is for everybody. Christmas is for everybody. A little girl asked her mother, Mom, how did the human race begin? The mother said, well, God made Adam and Eve, and they had children, and so mankind was made. A few days later, the little girl asked her father the same question. How did the human race begin? And the father said, well, many years ago, there were monkeys, and we evolved. The confused girl, she was really confused. She returned to her mother and said, Mom, how is it possible the human race was created by God, but Daddy said we came from monkeys? The mother answered, well, dear, it's quite simple. I told you about my side of the family, and your father told you about his side of the family. Amen? Well, genealogies, you know, reading genealogies, folks, in the Bible, I'm keenly aware of this, that they can be somewhat boring. But I want you to know something. The genealogy of Jesus Christ was so important. And genealogies were important to Jewish people because it determined their tribal memberships and it determined their inheritances. Now, the genealogy of Jesus, I'm just laying framework to preach, but the genealogy of Jesus was vitally important because there was criterion that Jesus had to meet in order to be the Messiah, in order to be the Savior. There was criteria that had to be in the genealogy. He had to be from the family of Abraham, according to Genesis 22:18, and he was. He had to be from the tribe of Judah, according to Genesis 49:10, and he was. He had to be from the house of David, according to 2 Samuel 7:16, and he was. Now, here's what I want you to understand. Being real simple. In Matthew chapter 1, we get the genealogy of Jesus, from his father's side, Joseph. But in Luke chapter 3, you get the genealogy of Jesus from his mother's side, Mary. Now, when you study Jewish genealogies, I want you to know something. Most of the time, women were never mentioned. They were never mentioned in genealogies. But here's what's so interesting. The genealogy of Jesus from his father's side of the family, there are five women mentioned. Now, most of the time, women would never, ever be mentioned But I think there's a message in the five women being mentioned. Now, here's what's amazing. You say, oh, Pastor, we're going to read it. I bet it was the godly lady like Sarah. No, she didn't make it. She was in it, but she wasn't mentioned. Oh, it was a wonderful lady like Rebecca. Oh, she was a wonderful lady, but she wasn't in it. There were five ladies mentioned in it. And I'll tell you why these five ladies, I believe, were mentioned in it. It's because of Luke 2:10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Which shall be to all people. The reason why these five women are mentioned, I believe God's got a message. And this is the message. Christmas is for all people. Christmas is for all people. So I want to move real fast, and I want to talk about these five ladies and what these five ladies teach us. First of all, there's a lady by the name of Tamar. And Tamar shows us that God can take us where we are. She's mentioned in the genealogy in Matthew chapter 1, verse 3, Tamar. Tamar shows us that God can take us where we are. Now let me give you the story. There's a man in the Bible by the name of Judah, and he has a son by the name of his name is Er. That's his name, Er. Now, I don't know a lot about him, but this is what the Bible says. The Bible says he was wicked as could be. Literally, was so wicked that God killed him. That is the truth. Was so bad, he ended up in the ER. Amen? I mean, he died. And in biblical times, when a man died, his brother had the responsibility of taking care of the wife. And another brother somewhat tried to step in, and he died. And then there was only the younger brother that was left, and he wasn't really excited about it, amen? He wasn't really excited about Tamar, and he was so young, but Tamar started thinking, I don't have a husband. Are my financial needs going to be met? Am I going to be looked after? Now get this, folks. This is in the Bible. It's in Genesis chapter 38. Let me tell you what Tamar did. She disguised herself like a prostitute. She disguised herself like a prostitute. And while she was disguised like a prostitute, she saw her father-in-law coming. And she had relations with her father-in-law. My God, Jerry Springer. I mean, literally. I'm telling you the Bible, folks. She had relations with her father-in-law. Look this. And got pregnant with twins. Look what it says. And Judah, look, begat Perez and Zerah with Tamar. Here's all I want to say, and we're going to move to the next point. But I want you to understand something. Judah literally went with his daughter-in-law. He had a brother by the name of Joseph. There's two men in the Bible you can't find flaw against their character, Joseph and Daniel. Here's what's amazing. The lineage of Jesus, it would only make sense, should come through Joseph. But God said, no, it's going to come through Judah. The ancestry of Jesus, it only makes sense, should be through Joseph. But God said, no, it's going to be through Judah. And I'll tell you why. I believe most of us are more like Judah than we are like Joseph. And that's God's way of saying Christmas is for everybody. Christmas is for everybody. See, Tamar shows us that no matter what, God can take us where we are. But you know, there's another woman mentioned. Her name is Rahab. She's mentioned in Matthew 1 and 5. And Salmon begat Boaz by Rahab. Now, get this one. Her name is mentioned right here as Rahab. But this is the only time she's mentioned in the Bible just as Rahab. You say, Pastor, I'd like to read about her. Well, you can't. Just go to Joshua chapter 2 and Joshua chapter 6. You could read much about her, but she's always referred to as Rahab the harlot. She's always referred to as Rahab the harlot. It's a label that she had lived with her entire life. But Christmas says that God can change what we are. You know, I began to think about labels. There's Larry the Cable Guy. There's Bob the Builder. There's Alexander the Great. Listen, folks, I'm not even going to get into politics. I'm going to make this statement. Politics, think about that word. Poly means many. Ticks means blood-sucking insect. So I'm not even getting, but I love to study things that happen. I remember in 2016 when he was just Donald Trump then, he was running for president. And I thought, my goodness, he started labeling those guys. Low energy Jeb. That guy may have been running marathons for all we knew, but he'll always be low energy Jeb. I bet you if we could see Marco Rubio, he wears shoes that's got heels on them like that. Because Trump called him Little Marco. And I don't know anything about Ted, but he'll always be lying Ted, amen? Here's all I'm trying to say, folks. Labels can be painful. Deborah, the divorcee. Andy, the addict. There's Dan, the drunk. There's Lisa, less than. There's Bob, beer gut. There's Luke, the liar. There's Betty, bad checks. All I'm trying to say, folks, people all around us are living with labels. Because we'll judge somebody for 30 years over what they did for 30 minutes. We'll judge somebody for 30 years over what they did in 30 minutes. But let me tell you a story. Joshua was going to take the children of Israel into Egypt. They'd been circling for 40 years in the wilderness. Literally, they had taken 40 years, what would have taken 11 days. 240 miles. And Joshua sent some spies into that land. And there was a lady, that she was a harlot. And she said, I want to forsake the Canaan false gods. I want to turn to the true God of Israel. And when you all come into this land, will you protect my people? Would you protect my people? And they did. You know, I've thought a lot about Rahab. Rahab the harlot. But in Hebrews chapter 11, she ended up in the Hall of Fame. She went from the hall of shame to the hall of fame. And Rahab got a new label. Here's the new labels: forgiven, saved, accepted, redeemed, righteous, changed. She got new labels. I'll tell you what. Rahab shows us that God can change what we are. But then there's another lady I want to talk to you about. She's mentioned in Matthew chapter 1, verse 6. Because Bathsheba shows us God can use who we are. Bathsheba shows us that God can use who we are. Look what Matthew 1, 6, it says, "And Jesse begat David the king, and David the king begat Solomon of her that had been with the wife of Uriah." Who was she? She was Bathsheba. Let me tell you the story, folks. David had an affair with Bathsheba. He murdered. He lied. He deceived. You know, many times people think, because of what's happened in my past, God could never do any good with my life. Because of what's happened in my past, God could never use me. Because of all my mess ups, I'm disqualified. I want you to know, folks, you're not disqualified. I want you to know God uses broken people. I want you to know God uses people that are messed up. I want you to know God uses broken things. Hey, folks, usually we can't give a whole lot until we're broken, amen? We don't have anything to share until we're broken. See, here's what's amazing. David and Bathsheba eventually married, and they had a son. His name was Solomon. He was the wisest man who ever lived. You know what that tells me? It tells me that God can use who we are. God can use who we are. Phew. The ancestry of Jesus. Tamar, dressed up like a prostitute, going with her father-in-law. Rahab, the harlot. Bathsheba, an affair with David. Whew. I don't feel so bad about my family now. Because it tells me, ladies and gentlemen, Christmas is for everybody. Christmas is for everybody. Let me give you two other ladies, and you can stick a fork in me and I'm done. It's Ruth and Mary. Ruth and Mary show us that we need Jesus no matter who we are. See, let me explain something. From the time Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi, told her about the true God of Israel, Yahweh, according to Ruth 3:11, she became a virtuous woman and started worshiping God. We know about the Virgin Mary, what a special lady she was. All I'm trying to say, they were two very good ladies, but they still needed Jesus. Amen. You say, "I'm a good person." I know you are, but you still need Jesus. Christmas is for everybody. Because everybody needs Jesus. Everybody needs Jesus. Why, Pastor? I'll tell you why. Because Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. I'll give you something. I don't know if you've ever thought about it. And I don't want to bore you. I'm almost done. But the genealogy of Jesus on his father's side and on his mother's side was identical until you get to David. And when you get to David, you understand something, that the genealogy changed. Because on the father's side, it came through Solomon. But on the mother's side, it came through his brother, Nathan. So the genealogy up to David was identical. Christmas is for everybody. Let me explain. So when we think of the blood of Jesus, when we think of the blood of Jesus, especially folks, if you have a propensity toward racism, you come up real close and look in this wrinkled face. Tamar was a Canaanite. Ruth was a Moabite. Rahab a Gentile. Mary Jewish. So you're saying, Pastor, that Jesus had a mixed ancestry? You're saying, Pastor, that Jesus had black blood in him? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he did. You're saying, Pastor Benny, Jesus had Jewish blood in him? Yeah. Hold my mule while I shout. Why? Because it was God's way of saying Christmas is for everybody. Christmas is for everybody. Christmas is for everybody. See, I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Matthew 1:16, we gotta go. And Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom Jesus was born, who is called Christ. It doesn't say that Joseph began. It doesn't say that. Why? Because God was the Father. And ladies and gentlemen, God was perfect. God never sinned. So Jesus never sinned. Because God was his Father. See, if any other man had been his father, he would have just been a sinner. If Joseph had been his earthly father, he would have just been a sinner. But it took a perfect God to be his father, so he could be 100% God and 100% man, the God-man. I'm sorry for getting excited. I just can't help it. Now wait. Look at this verse in 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us. So all of my sin he took on himself. Why could he do that? Because he knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. See, I'm done. But let me tell you what most people think Christmas is about. Even people in our churches, even people that are members of Rock Springs Church. This is, look here. Right here is what 99% of people that go to church think Christmas is about. 99% of people who go to church think that's what Christmas is all about. And look, they think they're spiritual because they're saying it's not about all this pop and decor and all the commercialization. That's not what Christmas is about. They say, that's what it's about, Pastor. Yeah. But folks, that's not what it's about. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. That's what it's about. That's what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. That he came and he was born and he was sinless. And he took your sin and he took my sin and he nailed it to the cross. And all we have to do is take Jesus. All we have to do is take Jesus today, because Christmas is for everybody.
Thank you for joining us for this week's message from Rock Springs Church. If you would like more information about Rock Springs, be sure to follow us on social media or connect with us at rockspringsonline.com. Join us right here next week for another message from Rock Springs Church.